Ellen Bowski. I'm going to be talking to you about the urban double crop, which is fall vegetables and a summer lawn. I have two fantastic collaborators on this project. One is in the room, Sherry Doran, and the other is Clint Waltz. This project is designed to ask a question that has always pressed us. Can you have your grass and eat too? We love our lawns. We absolutely love our lawns. We love taking care of our lawns. We like hanging out on our lawns. And we also like our vegetable gardens. We like tidy ones in ground, tidy ones messy ones in ground, tidy above, tidy, messy. We like gardens. But what do you do if this is your yard? Or this is your yard? This is your yard. Your available full sun areas are in desperately desired turf grass. There isn't much lawn and there isn't much yard. So if you want to dip your foot into the fast-flowing stream of local food, what can you do? Well, you could do a container garden. I also read all kinds of things about eating the weeds in your lawn, but if anybody here try that? I have. They go in and out of flavor so quickly, it's not really feasible. So we were thinking, why not try a double crop? You know, we do this all the time in ag. We plant winter wheat and we follow it with soybeans. So we have two crops produced in the same place. Well, can we double crop our landscape? Can we take a warm season grass and plant cole crops in it in the fall, harvest your cole crops, and return to grass in the summer? So you have to ask two questions there. Can vegetables grow in the harsh lawn environment, and can the lawn recover in time for summer play? Well, the first time we tried this, it wasn't real science. We just took a sod cutter and started cutting into a Bermuda grass lawn, and we cut different plots out of it and strips, and then we used this tool, which is designed for stripping putting greens, okay? Clint tried pushing that tool, then Clay tried pushing that tool, and Becky said, let me have a hand at this, and finally we turned it over to the 20-year-old who made some progress, but this idea was so bad that when we asked each other whose idea was it, this was the answer we got, okay? It was a genuinely bad idea. But we also had some plants left over after we cut our strips into the lawn. So we hacked little holes with our trowels, and believe you me, we hacked those holes and we stuck them in there. And we were stunned. We got some yield from those plants planted directly into the turf grass. Not much, but some. We also learned something else. When we stripped the turf off of those plots, when it recovered in the summer, we had a very unacceptably uneven yard, like this. So we decided to do a real test with real signs, a randomized and replicated test with a split plot design, and we opted not to remove the sod. We did four treatments. We took four plants of broccoli, four of Swiss chard, four of lettuce, and we directly planted them into the soil. Now, to directly plant them in a nice way, we used a 2-inch drill bit, drilled into the sod. Then we took Roundup and applied it to the grass prior to planting and directly planted in that. And then we used a Mantis tiller to just till strips. And we had another treatment where we treated with Roundup prior to using the Mantis tiller. This is where we're treating with Roundup. We're treating the plots. And you can see this is what it looked like the day we planted. We ran the Mantis tiller in there. We went out there with our drill bit. And a week after we planted, this is what the field looked like. That is in September. By October, it's downright pretty, and we have vegetable promise. Early November, by then we'd had an unusually warm spell and the lettuce had bolted, so we'd harvested all we could harvest off of that. And then, the week before Thanksgiving, we had two nights of brutal cold. We ran out there, tried to protect our garden, and as you can see, we were fairly successful at protecting the semi-dormant grass. But the vegetables didn't look so good, so the experiment was terminated and we harvested what we could. You can see the Swiss chard. This is what we found. Now I'm going to do it fast and dirty here. If you'll notice, we do have significant differences in these trials, but I'm just going to rank them for you so you can eyeball it. Okay, lettuce did best when it was tilled with glyphosate, then direct planted, then tilled, then direct planted and glyphosate. Okay, Swiss chard, once again, best with tilled and glyphosate, not a surprise. Direct planted and glyphosate's looking darn promising. Tilled is good, then direct planted. Broccoli, tilled, no glyphosate, did better without the glyphosate, no noticeable difference between the two direct planted treatments. If you consider the plot as a garden, which is a fair thing to do, you can see that the till and glyphosate had the highest yield, followed by the till, with little difference between the direct planted and the direct planted and glyphosate, but yield on them all. This is what it looked like in December. And you can see you get a natural, the leaves, you know, the leaves fall, blow, and fill in the tilled plots nicely. So you have like a natural mulch going there, but it was also clear we were going to run into this problem. So for the summer recovery test, we added two treatments. We had a tilled treatment and a tilled with sand treatment. And we did that because we had two rows in each plot, so we randomly applied sand to one of them. And then we had a tilled glyphosate and a tilled glyphosate with sand treatment to try to even them up. So we've got six treatments in the recovery portion of this test. This is what it looked like in May. You can see the sand pretty clearly. You can also see squares where you can still see the little squares from Roundup damage as well. This is in early June. This is by July. By July, there was really good cover, but you can see there is an unevenness problem with some of these plots. All right, here's what she looked like. Basically, these are statistically significant differences, and we did the percent of cultivated area covered by the turf grass. Okay, not surprisingly, the direct planted recovered the fastest and recovered adequately. That was a great lawn. These three treatments clustered together. It was the direct plant with glyphosate, the tilled with glyphosate, and the tilled treatment. Notice what's missing, that sand, the two sand treatments. Smoother, but they never fully recovered. I don't think. Now, a 75% recovery is fine for my yard, but there are a lot of people who would not be satisfied with that. Alrighty, we also went through and we rated the plots for smoothness, and we used 0 as a really nice flat piece of grass, and 4 is a pronounced furrow and unacceptable. And as no surprises here, really, direct planting was great. Okay, smooth and nice recovery. Tilled glyphosate and sand, and tilled and sand, that's adequate. That's a decent yard. Tilled glyphosate and tilled, that's dangerous. Okay, you wouldn't want to run across that lawn. So, what conclusions can we draw from this? Well, you can actually grow broccoli, Swiss chard, and lettuce on your lawn. You can do that. The turf grass will recover. I don't think we have quite the right treatments here, but you can get recovered turf grass in the summer. The glyphosate and sand treatments, this is 1 year of data. It doesn't look to me like the glyphosate is very impressive on increasing vegetable yield and reducing competition with the grass in the fall. But we need another year of data on that. And the sand treatment, it looks to me like it's not going to allow for sufficient recovery as well. So we may have to look at some topsoil or some other type of treatment there. And then you're probably wondering about the big hairy question, which is, can you have your lawn and eat too? And the answer to that question is a clear and firm maybe. Maybe. Are there any questions? Yes, sir.
Why, instead of doing this, should we just say you get people accepting even a little bit more? And for example, you could have the lawn, I could have a corner, plant some pumpkin, they eat 40 more overcut, still green, and it's not hitting the bottom line.
Unquestionably, you could do that. Unquestionably, you can do that. One of the interesting comments I've got when I talk about this around the state is the biggest impediment to doing anything to your lawn is clearly homeowners associations, who are very uptight about the look of the neighborhood and won't tolerate any vegetables at all in the front, in the lawn. And they also have specific requirements on the amount of turf grass coverage. So you could wiggle your way around the requirements on turf grass coverage with this because you still have 100% turf grass. But that is, that's a, why not grow pumpkins? Another question.
Well, I think maybe another consideration would be the design of the incising or those striations to do different sort of lines and such. So when it's growing, it's beautiful, and when it's not as beautiful, it's all sculptural.
Actually, the question was, can you use the planting in a design? And yes, we feel you might be able to, and Sherry is working on that right now. In fact, we're very excited about the possibility of having an attractive, that's why we went for the Swiss chard. Get a lot of good color with that one. We had tried collards, and we're kind of disappointed with the way they grew, and also I'm always disappointed with the way they taste, so.
And the following year, if you don't plant, you still have those striations that are pretty.
Possibly. We're on it. We're at the tip of this great field of work. Yes, ma'am. You could do, what was that? Oh, yes. Yes, if you have a sufficient yard, but some of these yards are, some of the city yards, you'll see, in Atlanta next year.
Okay. But they also, sometimes it would also heat up the grass, and you may have much more grass overrunning all of your vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We had constant competition. If I had taken pictures of those furrows, there's grass. Even where we tilled it, even where we applied glyphosate, there's grass. You haven't killed it. Okay, thank you.